Did you know that cone beam computed tomography can now help us classify palatal suture maturation with remarkable precision? Hello everyone and welcome back. Today we'll be evaluating a novel palatal suture maturation classification system assessed through CBCT imaging in pre- and post-expansion treatment cases. This study provides new insights into growth assessment, treatment timing, and personalized orthodontic decision-making. Hello, this is Dr. Martin Baxman. Today I'd like to talk about a paper that has stirred some debate in orthodontics, a 2019 study by Isfeld and colleagues in the Engel Orthodontist. They evaluated the mid-palatal suture maturation classification that was proposed a few years earlier as a way to predict success in rapid maxillary expansion using CBCT. The team at the University of Alberta designed two investigations. First, they looked at reliability. Could different clinicians agree on what stage of suture maturation they saw on CBCT slices? Second, they tested predictability. Did that classification actually tell us how much skeletal versus dental expansion occurred? Their findings were striking. Intra-examiner agreement was almost perfect, but intra-examiner agreement was poor. Simply put, different clinicians could not reliably classify the same patient. The grading process was highly sensitive to image quality and personal interpretation. When they looked at the predictive aspect, the results were equally underwhelming. The pre-expansion suture stage showed almost no ability to predict the skeletal or dental outcomes of expansion. A few statistical differences appeared in minor variables, but nothing of real clinical importance. What I find particularly valuable in this paper is the author's courage to re-examine the scientific foundation of the classification itself. They found that the original system was based on limited histologic studies, some from animals, others from adult specimens, that don't translate well to what we see on CBCT in adolescents. So what does this mean for us in practice? It means we should be cautious. At present, this suture classification is not a reliable diagnostic tool. It may look sophisticated, but it doesn't hold up statistically or biologically. We cannot base treatment decisions, especially surgical versus non-surgical expansion, on such a weak predictor. In daily practice, a combination of clinical judgment, patient age, skeletal maturity indicators, and tactile feedback during activation remains more reliable than any single imaging-based index. This study reminds us that not every elegant concept is clinically ready, and that critical evaluation is the most powerful diagnostic tool we have. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.